This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. FIFA, the International Soccer Federation, says that three former top officials arranged to pay themselves more than $80 million over the past 5 years, including promises of tens of millions of dollars in payments that were quietly approved last May, only days after the indictments of a host of top FIFA executives on corruption charges. Fastest internet speeds in the world are South Korea at 26.7 bytes per minute, then Sweden at 19.1, followed by Norway, Japan, and the Netherlands. Honolulu, Hawaii has the highest per capita homeless population in the nation. When they evict homeless people, there's a 24-hour warning. They hold belongings for 48 hours, but the city has been running a very aggressive program to clear the streets. Looking at the gender gap in retirement income for women, only 4% of women who work in education are living in poverty. 5% who worked in public administration are, 7% who were in health services, and 9% of the retail workers are in poverty. Unemployment rate for college graduates from four-year colleges who are ages 24 to 34 is only 2.4%. About 40 million U.S. family caregivers provided unpaid care valued at $470 billion to an adult with limitations in daily activities in 2013, according to AARP. In Minnesota, Montana, and Nevada, property can only be seized by the police and prosecutors after a criminal conviction. Georgia, Indiana, and Utah have also passed requirements that law enforcement disclose seizures and forfeitures. New Mexico and Nebraska state civil forfeitures has been abolished entirely and participation in equitable sharing strictly curtailed. The Walmart has raised the hourly starting pay. The retailer has cut merit raises and introduced a new training program that can keep employees at $9 per hour for as long as 18 months. Protest in opposition to the U.S. military presence on the island of Okinawa in Japan has increased in the wake of a murder of a 20-year-old woman, allegedly by an ex-Marine and current military contractor. Pope Francis, in a new decree, says that Roman Catholic bishops found negligent in dealing with sexual abuse can and will be removed. Voices of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.